Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. A lot of pissed off people this morning, but that's okay. It's the middle of the week. You might as well just get it off your chest now before you bring it home to your significant other.
That's our job.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's get to all of your unpopular opinions, shall we? Naya's here. What's up, Naya? Hi, Moose and Breezy. I watched the Menendez Brothers documentary, and they should 100% stay in prison because they are absolutely guilty. There I said it. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel triggered. Well, first of all, not to go down a rabbit hole, yes, they 100% murdered their parents. They're guilty of that. Is it justified? Did they do the time after 30-something years? Should they now officially be let out because of the abuse that took place in the home?
I just don't understand why this was...
I don't know.
Why it took this long to get that off their chest. Hey, our parents abused us.
No, they did it during the trial.
Okay. I
mean, everybody knew that.
I've honestly watched so many different versions of the same story. I'm just kind of over it. And I think I've said that. I'm over it. Like, I just feel like, why is this getting brought back up now? I've already said this.
Because of the series and because of the documentary. Yeah. Let's go over to our friend Joe here. Feeling great this morning. Joe says, let's all stop glorifying hard work so much. There I said it. Too many people are burnt out, and that's not how to become successful.
What?
Too many people are burnt out. You mean like a burnout culture type of thing? Because, yeah, that can affect somebody's psyche.
Definitely.
But don't tell people not to work hard.
Yeah,
that's
what?
The last thing we need.
Oh, my gosh.
Joey!
I have two for today, but... My first one is this. I think that there is such thing as too much sex in a movie or a TV show. I'm watching Tell Me Lies right now on Hulu.
Yeah.
All they're doing is having sex. That's the whole show. And I'm like, listen, I'm no prude, but like, when do we draw the line in the sand? It's so aggressive.
Do you remember the
lot?
What was that Netflix show? Bridgerton? Remember that? That was nothing but hooking up.
I don't do accents, so no, I didn't watch that. But
oh, you weren't a fan, huh?
I don't do British accents. I think it's a lot, and I also think it's unrealistic. But that's just my personal opinion.
Bridgerton was fun the first couple of episodes. What year is that in? When is that? Like the 1700s? 16? I don't know.
Didn't watch it.
Hannah Banana, did you watch it? Oh, it's terrible. Okay. We got to get you a mic, intern Hannah. Let's go over to Corey.
I'll probably get it her last day. Hannah, it's your last day. Here's a mic.
Corey says, I said it once and I'll say it again. If you drive a Tesla, you, my friend, are a total turd. There I said it. Let me know if you need me to say it again. Corey doesn't like Tesla drivers, apparently. I don't know why. You ever drive a Tesla?
Never.
I mean, look, it's a great car. The technology for this car is incredible. But if there's one thing I despise about this vehicle, you can't drive anywhere long distance. You're constantly charging this vehicle. Unless you buy the bigger battery, which costs you an extra, I don't know, $45,000.
Yeah, no, I'm not charging. I can't even charge my phone. You think I'm going to charge my car?
Yeah, tell me about
it. So good.
Tell me about it. No. What's your percentage right now?
I don't even know.
Let me guess. 9?
Actually, no, it's 98. 98 PXY. Jonathan's here. He says, Christmas is totally depressing. There, I said it.
Oh my God, I got the same text from Audrey. I'm depressed thinking about Christmas and the holidays. What's the matter, guys?
What's wrong, Audrey?
I understand.
You're going through a breakup.
Well, listen, I do understand that the holidays sometimes are difficult for people, especially if you're struggling mentally. So you can come spend it. Come spend it with me and my fam.
I'm telling you right now, there's no worse time to break up than the holidays.
My mother's making her 8-layer lasagna for Christmas Eve. You can come through. Carly says it makes me sick that my boyfriend owns a dog. He keeps the poor baby in a crate for 9 hours a day. Mm. Not everyone deserves a pet. There, I said it.
No, they do not. If you don't know how to take care of your dog, you shouldn't own one.
Do you need us to call the Rochester Humane Society, Carly?
It's so sick. People buy dogs for like accessories, and they buy them for their own personal pleasure and enjoyment. I think buying a dog and owning a dog when you can't fully give yourself to that animal is selfish, period, point blank. There, I said it. This person did not tag their name. McDonald's breakfast sandwiches hit midweek. There, I said it. Oh, we love that for you.
God, I love a good sausage egg McMuffin.
The McGriddle. This person says, quiet quitting is actually just doing your job description. And if you think that's bad, then you're stupid. And most definitely a bad manager. There, I said it. Oh.
I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
Quiet quitting?
It's actually just doing your job description. I don't get it.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
What's up, Christopher? Outback Steakhouse, you guys, has a better bread basket than both Olive Garden and Red Lobster. There, I said it. That's not true. Red Lobster trumps. But even more than that, Texas Roadhouse, best bread, best rolls. There, I said it. Almond butter? Get out of town. Are you kidding me?
I'll say it until we get into it, but I think that political signs in the front yard are absolutely idiotic and stupid. There, I said it. I'm not going to be driving down 104 and see the sign in your front yard and be like, you know what? I think I'm going to change my mind. I think I'm going to switch on what I have in my head of voting for.
November's creeping up on us. Those political signs are everywhere. And people want you to know who they're voting for. In my opinion, it's not the safest thing to do.
I don't think it's safe either. I think you're the target for a hate crime on either side. Like, what's happening here? I just don't agree with it, but that's my opinion.
If a 7-year-old girl wants to dress up as Pocahontas for Halloween, then you should let her. And if someone is offended by that, then that's their freaking problem. There, I said it. That came in from Ben. And we're, you know what? For this call we had with Irene last break, there were a lot of upset people. Apparently, her daughter, it's her favorite Disney character. She wants to dress up for Halloween and go to school as Pocahontas. The mom reached out to the teacher, said, what do you think about this? And the teacher was like, I advise against it. For the well-being of my students that I have to look out for, I can't allow that to happen. I'm like, we got to replay that call later today at some point. We will.
People are less concerned about the Pocahontas of it all, but they really want to know people's take on Moana. That's more relevant. That doesn't have a negative connotation to it. That is also culture. Like, what are people's take on Moana and dressing up as Moana?
Yeah.
I mean,
same thing.
She's a Pacific Islander. She's definitely has culture to her.
Well,
that not everybody is a part of.
Right.
And we'll leave it with this one. We need to stop treating kids' sports, including high school sports, like they're professional sports. Put the fun back into their recreational activities. There, I said it. Everyone has that one dad that's like still wearing his Letterman jacket. He like blew his knee out junior year. He's like, come on, Johnny.
It's always the dad.
You got it, Johnny. Dad's, it's like, Dad, I don't even like this sport.
Dads are pissed. The moms are in the back. Did you guys get your orange wedges? Everyone get their
orange wedges? He's like, I'm 7.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Very, very, very exciting news. Last night was the kickoff of RBTL's Wester Auditorium Theater season for all of the plays and all of the things coming up in this upcoming year. Les Mis was last night.
Yes, I heard. I saw the news story on that.
Was the kickoff. And after a nearly 100-year-old building that is the RBTL, Wester Auditorium Theater, they're making a lot of changes. And you're going to see those and experience those over the next, you know, however many shows are going to be here for this upcoming season of Broadway. The doors opened last night for Les Mis, like I said, and like they were very excited to kick off the 2024-2025 Broadway season. And there was a new bar that they put in there, which was, made its debut. There was a couple different places in the building that were revamped. Although they kept the historical vibe and features of the building, it needed a little facelift. I love when people can revamp buildings but still keep the culture and the history within it.
Yeah.
It was one of the biggest changes that took place for all the theater goers was the brand new elevator that they put in from the second to the third floors. And the only way before was up and down the stairs. So obviously that wasn't wheelchair accessible for everybody.
No.
And that would obviously force them to buy the more expensive tickets in the orchestra seating. So I'm very excited. You know, I'm a huge, huge show theater goer. I didn't get to go last night, but I'm very excited to check out all the revamped things that they're doing. And a lot of people are very excited. They're going to just like stay in the lobby and check out all the new things that they have going on there. So very excited. I know that's been going on for quite some time, and I'm glad it's finally revamped and ready for the public.
Yeah, it's going to be a really awesome season, RBTL coming up. If your sibling was a licensed massage therapist, would you trust them to work out those knots in your back? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I don't know a single person who would be comfortable with getting a full body massage from their sibling.
Right.
That's until we had the conversation with our sales guy yesterday.
What?
I'll share with you the comment he made and why it sent a shiver down everyone's spine. That's next on the show. Plus, your shot at Justin Timberlake tickets in the next hour on PXY.
Need a boost to your morning? Listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy on your smart device when you ask it to play 98 PXY.
Are we doing the Red Wings?
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Don't forget, guys, coming up in the next hour, your shot at Justin Timberlake tickets. Make sure you listen to win. We'll tell you your cue to call. I'm not sure how to even break this down, so I'm just going to come out and say it. Yesterday, it was brought to my attention, along with some of the people we work with here, by one of our sales guys, who, in my opinion, has a difficult time of knowing when to shut it off.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. I think I do.
We had a mandatory company gathering after the show yesterday for a grand reopening party of the first floor conference room.
Big stuff, people. Big stuff.
They worked really hard on it. So there was breakfast pizza and bottomless mimosas minus the champagne. So I bring up the fact that I've been looking for... Now, we're all just talking amongst each other. And I was like, I'm trying to find a place where I can get a really good full body massage. A professional one. Not someone who's in high heels in a miniskirt. I'm talking Skecher shape-ups, khakis, and a polo. Okay? The more they look like a Southwest flight attendant, the better. That's what I'm into. I just want a professional massage. And a few people recommended, like, I don't know, Woodcliffe, the Del Monte. Another coworker goes, let me get you in touch with my sister. She's amazing. And he shared that he's very excited for his sister to become a licensed massage therapist because now he can get free massages whenever he wants.
What?
And I said, wait a second. I said, what kind of massages? Like normal over the shirt? He goes, no, like full body massages, like oil. It's I go, what?
What?
I said, so myself and three other people looked at each other and I said, you would let your sister do that? He goes, yeah, she's a professional. It's totally normal. I said, look around at all the faces of the people in this room right now. Nobody thinks this is normal. Sure, a quick rub of the shoulders over the shirt, no problem.
Right.
But you going into a candle-lit room naked, waiting for your sister to come in, that's 100% over the top.
So good. I'm so good.
I've seen this adult movie 100 times, okay? Is it just me? I don't have a sister. But if I did, she ain't touching me, okay? You can assure she is not giving me a full body massage. How comfortable can one be? This is sick. Does anyone else feel the same about this, or is it just me?
I don't have a sister, but my brother has a sister, and I would never do this for my brother.
Oh, no, of course not.
I'm so good. I'm all set.
What if the table?
Disgusting.
What if the tables were reversed, ladies? What if you had a brother that was becoming a licensed massage therapist, would you let him give you a full body massage? What if your Uncle Pete volunteered? Where do we draw the line,
no,
people?
No.
This is family.
Absolutely not.
I'm shooketh.
I literally can't even wrap my head around it.
Let's ask our intern, Hannah. You have a couple of brothers, yes?
Yeah, I would never, ever. Oh, my gosh. I can't even, like, comprehend that.
Hannah's malfunctioning.
We high five. That's it. I don't want to.
That's the closest.
What if he
getting.
Was using your favorite massage oils, though?
Would... That's disgusting.
Okay,
that's disgusting.
You can go sit down.
She's like, why did I accept this internship, to be honest? I'm no scared.
Idea. I don't know why anybody does it, to be quite honest with you.
Like, okay, so when he said this, he was like totally chill.
Totally chill. While he's eating breakfast.
Turn the
pizza.
Microphones off.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah. I could have bet my whole life savings on it, to be honest. Oh, my God.
And then I started thinking, well, what are some other things you... That would...
Yeah, where else? Well, we just talked about this yesterday when we were talking about the girl who got the separate itinerary from the Bachelorette because her brother's soon-to-be wife was getting married and she didn't really want her on there. And someone said, like, well, sometimes the girlfriend or the wife will look at the sister as a threat. And then I brought up the whole, like, oh, remember that one Friends episode when the brother's sister comes into town and they're in the bathtub together?
Yeah.
Like...
Good episode.
There is a line that a lot of sibling duos teeter.
Yeah, like the Menendez brothers.
I have some cousins that I'm like, you teeter.
Right.
In my opinion.
It's odd.
It's
like they take being siblings to a whole nother level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, for example...
Like, I want to know, how many of you have a sister or brother that you've just casually dated? 585-252-9.
We're not in Alabama.
Like, anyone
in
married their
York.
Sibling? Like, yeah, they just... We had a lot of common interests.
Sometimes I feel like if you're a girl and you have... Okay, back to Hannah. If you're a girl and you have multiple brothers and no sisters... Do you feel this sense of, like, I'm a cool girl because I grew up with boys type of thing?
No, honestly, like, I wish that I had sisters. I didn't have, like, a weird complex about it.
Right. So the person that I'm talking about, she has three brothers.
Correct.
And she just, like, acts like a bro. She's like, yeah, I'm a bro. Like, with my brothers.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
you become a product of your environment
sometimes. I guess.
And that makes sense.
It's giving pick me, in my opinion. It's giving pick me. It's giving pick me energy. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I don't know. It's like, hey, you know, if you're a girl and you have four brothers, it's like you're a little bit of a tomboy. But there's a lot of girls
like,
that grow
not,
up.
You're not, but she's not a tomboy. She's just like, he's my bro. Like, she's wearing a pleated skirt while saying all of this.
Oh, so she's just the way
she's. Just a pick me.
She's just the way she talks, sure. Yeah.
Right.
We got a couple people weighing in that was like, I'm going to throw up.
No, fully. Like,
no, I would never, ever, ever, you guys, let my sister or my brother give me a full body massage. Are you nuts?
You're naked.
I'll tell you about the worst experience I ever had with a massage. So I booked this. I go into this place, and this was in, I think I was in Oakland, California. By the way. Shady part of town, too. I don't know what I was thinking.
It's all you could afford at the time.
Yeah, it was
you had a Groupon.
It was for 60 minutes. It was like $35. I'm like, oh, this is a deal. You know what I'm saying? So I go in there, and this woman, I thought I was on a practical joke TV show. She took her fingers and started doing this on my back. Like with her little like boop, 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 boop. No rubbing, no squeezing, just took her index finger and kept...
I don't understand.
I was like, please, I don't have to tip, do I? She's like, you like? Oh my God.
She's like doing the little walking man with her fingers.
I was like, okay, I'm going to go.
98 PXY.